Everybody, well, today's our Creation Lightship program, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So if you're listening to this program live and you're not on an archive, then you have the availability, if you wish, to go to the Lightship for healing.
So this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Welcome, everyone. Ron will be back on in just a moment, and he always does some lovely clearings for us right at the beginning of the shows. So he'll be on. You can put the light beings up, and he'll come back and activate those for us. You can find the pictures of the light beings if you click on the BBS Fast Chat page. You can also always just go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Just a reminder that Ron's going to be in New York City next weekend, October 21st through 23rd, at the New Life Expo in New York City. So if you're in New York or on the East Coast or the Northeast and can get there, it's a wonderful experience. You can meet Ron in person. And you can go to his booth and go into the healing chamber that he sets up in his booth, and you can go in there and receive source energy healings. And it's a lovely experience. Oh, also, Ron always makes some pictures of light beings available. Ron sells $10 pictures of light beings that he then activates for you. Each one is activated for the person purchasing them, or if you buy one for someone else, he'll activate it for whomever you tell him. And I know people really enjoy having those. You can always order them online through the mail, but you also can get them in person when you're at the expo. So that's fun. Are you back on, Ron?
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, good. Hi. Okay, Ron.
Okay.
I just made some announcements in your absence, so you can go ahead and activate the light beings and everything and get us started for the show.
Okay, so... clear the date, first of all. So, naturally, the date today is October 15, 2016. And we clear the date, the numbers of the date, because these are tracking numbers. If you look back upon the past situations going on, or you have a rough date sometime, just go to Google and see what's going on or what has gone on in the past. You might find that you could be involved with it. Yeah, you know. At some time, it could be 500 years ago, it may say something happened. And, or maybe, you know, you have the date whenever the Titanic sunk, and maybe you have a relative on it, and so that date comes upon you, and you feel kind of awful not knowing that the Titanic sunk, and then you realize, geez, you know, that's what happened to, you know, my distant cousin or something, or whatever. But anyway, these things recycle. The aliens copy and paste all these dates, and you're living in that timeline. You know, each time the date changes. So let's clear the date, which is October 15, 2016, releasing the energy from you, this energetic cording. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You should feel a little more distant from the date itself. Next, we're going to energize the light beam. So you probably have one up on your monitor screen or maybe more of them. It's up to you. We'll bring in the male light beams and then irradiate peace into your room. So here we go. And if you don't know where to find them, it's on the BBS site, on our site on BBS, or you go to creationlightship.com, and it'll be there too. So here we go. Let's... energize the light beams. We're bringing 12 male energies, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And we always release energies from you that you're dealing with. Maybe you have, have a hurt finger, or maybe a headache. Maybe you bumped into a door or something. Your shoulder's hurt, or you have some type of emotional situation going on. So I can release one of these thoughts from you. Remember, the thoughts are programs, and they're on timelines. So remember, I can release one timeline that you're experiencing this. You could still be on 1,000 of them, but the one that you're thinking about will release you from that, and you're going to actually feel better. So here we go. Think of one particular situation. You have to think about it, because that's the mind energy, which is in darkness. Source energy is out of time, doesn't exist in timelines. So here we go. Anything in time is alien darkness energy. So releasing this one situation from you. One, two, three, four, and five. So that's gone from you. So if you don't have a lot of energy, you know, from the past on it, you can look at it now and it's like, you know, wow, where to go to? I feel better. Pain went away or whatever. And so let's bring up our co-host tonight. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and hi, welcome. Hello again, everyone. I was already on chatting with people, Ron. And I want to say it's my favorite of all of Ron's shows, I always say, because it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we've already gotten quite a few room requests, but if you've been with us before on Saturday night, you'll know that you can request certain rooms, something of nature or minerals of Earth, that kind of thing, that you'd like to experience on the Lightship. You can send those requests to clsquestions@yahoo.com. or click on the Fast Chat button on the BBS radio station page. That's where you can also send any questions, testimonials, comments about our show, whatever you'd like to ask Ron about. And we enjoy hearing from you. So thanks for activating the light beings, Ron. It feels particularly peaceful to me tonight. Maybe that's just me, though. But I think you're bringing in a lot of light being peace energy recently, and I feel like it's really valuable. Are you there, Ron?
I'm here. So we could probably do how to do a clearing for anxiety. A lot of people have anxiety, you know, during the weekend, you know, anticipations of what's going to happen next week, or maybe you have a heavy workload or something. So you're kind of halfway through, and today was your relaxation day, and then tomorrow you start worrying about work on Monday. So here we go. Let's release, you know, anxiety. So think of an anxiety that you may have. You have to think of something, otherwise nothing will happen. So think of your one anxiety, and it could be one from the past, too. It doesn't make any difference. They're all with you. You know, your whole lifetime is with you in the present moment, along with all of your ancestors' thoughts and beliefs are also with you. That's in your DNA, and that's also activated programs, too. So here we go. Think of that one particular situation that's making you have this problem. So here we go. One, releasing it from you. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, I think all of us deal with anxiety at some point or another in our lives, and it's really, really, really helpful to do that. You have a whole life anxiety clearing on the website, as well as fear clearing. And I know, I think it was a listener that wrote a lovely email one time about the difference between fear and anxiety. And anxiety is this more internal fears. And fear is external, and that really helped me a lot, I felt, to sort of clear up which they are. You know, anxiety is not quite the same as a fear. So, Ron, there have been so many interesting things happening with our special forces, and Mr. Oxygen did publish an article yesterday about what has been going on, and we talked about that on yesterday's show. Do you have anything more you'd like to say or talk about, or shall we refer people to that article?
Yeah, we can refer them to it. And if they want to ask any questions about it, you know, you can go to clsquestions@yahoo. So questions would be plural, so CLS, which is Creation Lightship. And then you got questions at yahoo.com. So if you, you know, have, you know, maybe you're one of the time-traveling soldiers and you want to comment about what you have seen or how it's looking, you know, with you, or, you know, questions about what's going on, I could probably address it that way. That might be the easiest. Where we are right now with different things is that we're still on timelines taking out energies, copying pasted energies of Mars. So I felt initially we probably would need to get maybe 500 timelines, I think. And I think we're past that now. So if you're listening new, the timelines, all timelines are real. They're just like you're living here. And so another way of putting it is, you know, I can ask you a question. Have you ever lost your keys? Have you ever lost your shoes? Ever lost your wallet? You know, ever lost your car in a parking lot? You know, ever lost your shopping cart in the store? Well, what that is all, those are all abductions. And they're on different timelines. So you get abducted, you're taken there. You're not in control of time. The aliens are. So they can turn time off and on whenever they choose to and relocate you and then bring you back again or make a new you and bring you here. So that's what that would be. Even deja vu and your dreams are on timelines. So we have all these real timelines that they're getting energy off of as they keep copying and pasting these energies that we had with Mars energy, which was where everything was sort of based to, you know, take the Earth away. We'll just keep it very, very simple. So once we finally get rid of, if we can get rid of all those timelines, then there won't be any way for them to get the original blueprint and recopy it. So that's the way it is. A lot of people have commented that the sun has looked different, really strange-looking clouds, or felt like ice cubes up there, broken up, shard glass. You know, that's with timeline crashing and also doing the gray sky clearing. The sun and moon have looked different, even appeared in different locations, because you're looking at holograms as they're trying to bring something forward to give you something to look at, because they just can't give you nothing. That'd be pretty freaky for you if you looked out your window and you saw nothing there. So they have to fabricate, just like on a movie set, all the situation that they want to give you and everything else. So that's the problem that we have here, because we're living all these timelines. So if you lost your keys someday, and maybe you always put it on your dresser, and you woke up one morning and they're not there, and you go, where did I put my keys? And you start checking your pockets, everything else, and you finally have to get your spare key that you had for your car and one for your house, and then you go to work, and you're still using that, and 2 days later, sure enough, on your dresser, all of a sudden your keys show up there, and you go, man, that's really strange. No, that's just timelines. The aliens brought the keys back. You went to that timeline and brought the keys back from that timeline. So, you know, to the paranormal person, then to go, wow, you know. But once you realize what timelines are, that all timelines are real and they exist, and you know, you can have problems on timelines and then copy and paste that here. Especially if you have an illness or disease, they'll take that and take the energy from you from that, maybe the pain or the worry, regret, whatever you're dealing with, and they will copy that and paste it on maybe 500 to 1,000 timelines. And now they're getting 1,000 times instead of having it just from you here. They now have you living on all those, but the trouble is, when you're living on them, all that energy comes back to you here, and your disease or illness or problems get worse. Because now you have 1,000 times more energy coming to you from you being happy and sad, and they normally take the same exact situation that you're living, you know, during that process, and copy and paste it. So every, we'll just say, making it simple, every second, you're living that exact same thing 1,000 times. Next second, whatever you're doing, it'd be kind of like, you know, driving your bike, you know, riding the bike, I should say. You know, you're moving your feet around the pedals. Each time you move a little bit, and the chain goes from one sprocket, you know, to the next, you are on timelines that way, and they're all active. So hopefully people understand that. And that's why you want to get off of timelines. And everything is created in duality, and everything is created in time and illusion, and that's what you're living. That's why you want to do the mind to heart drop to get out of the timelines and to become peaceful. Otherwise, you're on the, say, karmic conveyor belt of duality, and that pendulum swinging both directions, plus and minus or whatever. And from there, you know, your life is always being upset because you get triggered by situation. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. And recently, Ron has made created an unlimited version of the Timeline Crash. So you can now purchase that for $150 and have it for lifetime and clear all and as many timelines as you need to. So, Ron, if you've had an incident in your past that you've timeline crashed and you feel you've cleared it, and then you have a memory or a dream or something, you just need to go back in there and do some more timeline crashes on the same subject. Is that correct? Or is there a different way to handle it if it pops back again?
That's probably the best way. Normally, once you do the timeline crashes, that situation should be out of your life if you do enough of them, okay? So, you know, if you have something where you're in great pain, the aliens will love that and then be taking your energy from the pain here and then also on all the other timelines. So they're not going to want to give you up. And so they're loving that energy from you from pain. So, and it could be happiness or sadness. You know, it's the same thing. It's just energy. So you can't think that something is really good and nice and you're happy and smiling and joking around and, you know, laughing. Well, they're taking that energy too. It doesn't matter to them. Also, whether you're upset and grumpy and angry, or you're happy and joyous, it's the same energy to them. So there's, you know, that's the duality that we live in here. We think that, you know, being positive is better than being negative, but it's the same thing to the aliens. But normally they get more mileage out of us, because when we deal with the negative aspect of life here, you know, regret, sadness, pain, etc., you know, we suffer with that, and they like us to suffer. So, anyway, that's kind of the way it is. Everything's in duality, and that's what they created for us to live in. They took us out of the now, and maybe we wanted to be out of the now because it was too boring to be peaceful. Source energy is peace. So, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I know that's was the harder one for me to reconcile, that, you know, it's not good to be happy and positive, because I always lived my whole life thinking that was the best way to be. But I really understand now that the key to truly being happy is to be peaceful and neutral about everything you see and everything that happens, and just not care and stay calm. And then you're boring to the aliens.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah, because see, when you're, you know, if you're trying to think a positive thought, we'll say, I'm not saying that planning your life in a positive way is bad. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that as you're positive and you're really joyous and you're excited, that energy is the same as the opposite of that. Remember, you're on a pendulum. How far to the left on positivity are you going, we'll say? You know, and then how far to the right on the negativity, because you have to seek balance. So if you have something really great happening to you, you'll probably have the equivalent of that on the negative aspect of having something taken away from you. So it's sort of like, you know, going to the lottery, you know, winning the lottery or a casino or something. You know, you win maybe $1,000 and you're very happy and you're excited, and then the aliens go, well, this is great. We got this energy, so let's just have the person lose his wallet with his money in it. So they abduct you. They take your wallet away from you. It's on another timeline. You know, you don't know that because you don't know when they turn time off. You think you're always here. And all of a sudden, you reach down into your wallet or purse, and it's gone. And you go, oh, no. And now you're really depressed because you think you did something stupid and you lost your purse or wallet. And now you're angry with yourself, and they're getting that energy, too. Do they want the money? No. All they want you to do is react, respond. So remember, the pendulum swinging from one direction to the other. And so you want to be in the center. You just want it to barely move left to right. So if you're very happy or very depressed or whatever, you know, it's going to reach around and go the other direction. So if you're depressed, then you're going to have some times of being happy. So it's sort of like being bipolar in a sense. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. We're getting quite a few requests tonight. Thank you, listeners, for the different rooms that people want to go in for the visit to the lightship tonight. And we have some other emails, Ron. If you'd like, I'll go on to read some of them.
Yes.
Okay, one of Ron's free healings is the Black Mist Fog Removal, and someone wrote in to say, I did the Black Mist Fog Removal a couple of days ago, and I felt a 100% release of stuff in my body, mind, and spirit. Thank you.
So Black Mist, you always talk about that. Everybody probably has seen these, like, wispy-looking dark clouds, and it's not a solid cloud, but it looks kind of like cotton candy in a sense. You can kind of see through it, but it's dark. It could be dark brown or black. And you can also see it sometimes on the highways. And some of the movies actually show that, as this, you know, mist comes in or dark fog in it, you know, does things to people. They might associate that with some of the zombie movies and things. But basically, you probably have all seen it. It kind of looks like cobwebs that's painted brown or black. And they'll appear and then disappear. And you want to get that stuff off of you. So I think to a newbie listener, you may think that, well, that happened to me, you know, 30 years ago. I saw it, and, you know, I haven't seen it since. Is that going to bother me today? Well, that's on a timeline. So, you know, you still have the energy with you. All of your thoughts that you have had in this lifetime are with you, and all of your experiences, which means that you still have it. So if you're terrified of something when you're a child, think about it right now, we'll say, and naturally you're going to be terrified because it's still with you. Remember, you're living memories, and the memories are what the aliens want you to hang on to, so that they're always connecting you to the memories, and they can activate the memories from other people, and then from there you're on that emotional roller coaster ride. So if you do have something going on, if you saw the black mist, the black fog energy, I'll do a clearing now. It's a free one, but I'll do that right now for you. So just think about when you saw it, and I'll count to 10 to release it from you. Kind of take note of how your body's responding. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little more peaceful, maybe a little lighter. Sometimes a lot of these energies can give you physical problems or pains in your body. Once they get released, then they're gone. Remember, these energies have to stick to you somehow, and they energetically cord you and connect to you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, and we have a question about the soldiers, being a soldier. Am I still fighting with the soldiers? And if so, what am I doing? Thank you very much. That's from a female listener. I don't know if you can answer that.
Well, I can't at this second say what you're doing. If you were enlisted, then more than likely you are fighting. You're out there battling, you know, the aliens on adjacent timelines that are invisible to us here. You'd have to ask your little group that you're with. You know, like I stated, most people have like a dozen to maybe two dozen people with them. So that's how you want to connect, is to contact them. You know, just have them, you know, give you the information, because you're with them continuously. And it will come to you. It'll come through your spirit.
Great. So anyone who enlisted, yes, you're still fighting with the... You're still fighting with the special forces.
Yeah.
There'd be no reason you wouldn't.
Yeah, and that's if you chose to do that. You could be, you know, somebody maybe on a computer or, you know, a bottle washer or something else, you know, whatever, you know, and not everybody, you know, really wanted to do battles. Well, maybe 5% did not want to do that. But most people, once they have the opportunity to get even with the aliens for causing their life to be hell, they wanted to go out there and, you know, give us some justice here. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I'm just thinking of a particular person I've been corresponding with who found your website actually through an ad for the upcoming expo. And I was thinking that it's so helpful when you talk about these things. And when you describe that cloud, something came back immediately to me. When I saw a cloud that looked just like what you were describing. So I was wondering if you could maybe just talk about a couple of the other ones that, if you're brand new and you go on the many, many free healings Ron has on his website, you might be a little confused. Some are sort of self-explanatory, I guess, but maybe you could talk a little bit about the green mist and goo and the death Blu-ray.
Okay. Well, the green mist is very similar to the, the black mist. The green is just a different frequency of energy. And I think I may have wrote it up possibly on the website, but they are kind of similar. That Blu-ray is technology by the aliens to try to take you out. And so if you feel maybe something is bothering you, and you got this ray coming at you, and normally it'll get people who are, I don't want to use the word more awakened, but the people that typically have, I don't know, maybe just more awareness of life. I don't want to use the word spiritual in there or anything else, because the spiritual aspect, it doesn't mean anything, because that's religions typically. So, let's get rid of spiritual, because you just want to be in the now. And when you're in the now, nothing matters to you. That's where you want to be. You don't want to be emotional. That's the first clearing you want to have, is the emotional clearing, whole lifetime, so that you can release a lot of your baggage that you have had in this lifetime. And you actually be born again of the spirit, basically. That's what happens to you, because you're no longer running all these programs. That clearing takes a lot of your stuff away that you're dealing with, and you will be dealing with it until you die, unless you get rid of it. So that was that energy, and that energy came about. The death Blu-ray one was quite interesting, as it was coming here to target people. I don't know how active it is right now. You can run it and see what happens. If you have that frequency around you, it'll take it away.
Well, certainly, if you've never done it, you would want to do that. And I feel like you, Ron, alert us if there's a reason why we need to run certain of these free healings for those of us who are regular listeners to your show and are doing our healings and everything. But maybe, I don't know, would you say once a month we ought to run them all, or once a week?
A month probably.
Some of them. Okay.
You'd probably want to do, the timeline crashes, the Earth timeline one, the special energy to help the Earth out to get this stuff released. So that would be a good one. The Earth protection clearing, is that what it is?
Yes, there's Earth protection timeline crash, and there's an environmental imbalance timeline crash, which you have asked us over the past couple of weeks to run. And I know people appreciate, Ron, when you make those requests, and we're on it. When you want us to run something, we do.
Yeah, great.
Okay, and so I was just thinking, what else if... you're new. Well, how about, here's one I don't feel like we've talked about in a while, but it would just be a good one to do now, alien remote viewing.
Yeah, that one is interesting. That can get rid of stuff that's attached to you, and it could probably also maybe help you out with cameras in your eyes. Remember, they do use people as like a handler. They could do that and put a different technology into the person to get the data, much like the clones that are here now. So, remember, we're living in a clone world now. 95% of the population, if not more, is actually cloned aliens here, cloned test tube product, we'll say, or clone, whatever. They're not human. They may look human. I'm not saying that they have Android parts, but they are not from Source Energy, and they don't have a spirit. That's why we have the clearing on the website that you have to request for clone to light and alien to light, which will allow Source Energy to give them a body of light in place of what they have now, because you could be married to somebody like that or dating somebody, and all of a sudden you notice that they change. Maybe their skin's kind of a different color. Maybe it feels like it's plastic. You know, maybe they just don't behave the same. They have maybe a memory of a week or two, and that's about it. You know, that's the way most clones are. Especially clones typically seek data. So they just want to get information. They're question answers. They're askers. And they don't really know much. They just want to ask that question. But do you have any examples of that, Anne? That's happened to you?
Yes, it certainly has. I was just recently bought some lovely glass bottles from IKEA. I guess it's okay to do an IKEA ad. and somebody stopped me who works there. What are you going to do with all those water? Those they didn't say water bottles. What are you going to do with all those bottles? And I said, oh, I make things. I just kept walking. So yeah, they have a lot of questions. And there's somebody who, you know, I see fairly regularly who I feel is, you know, quite cloned out, and they have so many questions about me, about family, my family members that they've never met, never will meet. Things like, and how old are they again? And how many kids does that one have? Oh, and the same questions over and over again. And why do you care about a family member of mine who even I don't see and you're never going to meet? Why do you care how many kids they have and how old those kids are? It's like a crazy loop that they have. So that's how you know you're dealing with a clone.
Yeah, I went in and I bought something for $15.51. So I gave the lady $20.51. And then she gave me $4 back. And I said, you know, and I said, this isn't the right change because it should be $5 because I gave you the 51 cents. And she's kind of flustered. And then she had to go to the machine and re-enter everything. And then she, you know, gladly gave me the $5 back. But to her, it was $4. And anyway, that's the clones. So I kind of play with that one when they first got cloned out. If you're a newbie, you know, 95% of the population, or at least 90%, will say that at the Ascension, with the golden age that they're talking about in 2012, you may all remember this year. Well, that was a major abduction of humans off this planet. So January 1st, 2013 is when the aliens changed all the timelines, and now they were bringing in clones. So the people that you knew could not just completely disappear. They were all abducted, taken to the Beyondo. Are they living now? I have no clue. Probably not. And, you know, they were, you know, clones came into their place. So if you can remember back that far, do you wonder why somebody who was really friendly to you acted strange back then? That's the reason, because they were not that person. They were a cloned replica, looking identical to them, and but with no background information. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, we're getting close to the time you mentioned you'd like to go to the lightship, and I just want to remind everyone that, first of all, you can still request rooms that you might want to visit. Also, the way to have this really help you is to choose one physical issue that you'd like the light beings to work on, because you're going to be around doctors. And whatever light being or room Ron says, they're all doing healings for us during the 5 or so minutes that we go to the light ship. So you want to say out loud what's going on with you, or write it down and kind of wear it, have it on your body. Sometimes I tape it on, and that's it. So we're getting some. Whenever you're ready, Ron, I will just read a couple of things that people sent in about the free clearings we were just discussing. Wish I had alien remote viewing when I was a teenager. I would have run it on my parents, who seemed to have eyes in the back of their head spying on me. And another person wrote, a clone will ask a simple, very simple question. I smile and give an answer, and they always say, really? Like it's unbelievable what I said. Really? Really? Yeah. That has happened to me as well.
Yeah,
so whenever you're ready, do you want to say anything else to our listeners, Ron, about going to the light ship, or was that enough?
Yeah, that sounded good. So it only works live. And if you're on an archive right now listening, you know, because you would be in our future, then you're going to be here having peace energy brought to you. So here we go. So we're going to bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and yourself. You want to request one particular healing, so we're going up. I'll count to five. You're going to actually feel the room change a little bit as you're bilocated. Nothing in your room will be connected to you, energetically corded to you. You're going to be in your own personal space. So here we go. Let's go up. One, two, three, four, five. And here we go. Let's go into the hot tub room. And this is where they help to detoxify your body. And we're going to go into another room. These are pretty standard ones that we go into. We'll go into the oxygen room. It's like a bubbly oxygen. You're in this cylinder, breathing like underwater. This oxygen that looks like it's liquid. And again, we're going to another room, which is a floating magnet room to help release pain from your body. And we'll start to go into rooms that people have requested. So these are all light beings. There's three of them coming to you, and they have to take a form that you recognize in order to help you out. So that's the way they work. So here we go. So they'll manifest whatever I'm talking about here as far as a light form. So the first room has deer. So you have a choice of what type of deer you'd like to have. A lot of people like little small ones, little fawns, so they'll pick that. But you may want to get a big male with the antlers or whatever. So then you can even maybe get a pregnant, female. You can put your hand right on their belly and feel the pulsations of a little baby inside of it. So here we go. Request your one healing now out loud. Here comes the deer energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And we got a lot of people who like horses still. So here we go. Horse room. You can get your own particular type of horse that you like. Maybe a Clydesdale or something, or maybe a Mustang, whatever else you choose. So here we go. Into the horse room. And request your healing out loud. One, two, three, four, and five. And centrifuge room, that helps to release some of these stubborn energies that are with you. So here we go. Think of something that's been bothering you for a long time. And this is for physical healing. So it would be maybe something that's on your body, or pain that you have, and we'll soon get rid of the energy from that. So here we go, releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we got the baby bear room somebody wanted. So here we go, taking this energy, stronger, stronger, and stronger. And green mud for detox. Okay, here's the green mud coming. So one, two, three, four, and five. So what happens when you go to the light ship, you actually come back here, and we talked about your energetic bodies. So these are energetic bodies that stay on the earth. They don't leave here because they're created by the earth spirit. So your physical body leaves, but these other bodies stay here. So if your other bodies are corrupted, which cause your condition of what you're dealing with, you may not have the healing that you'd like to have because these bodies haven't been corrected and put back into balance or neutralized. So each time you go up, you know, you get a healing 100%, you're fixed. But when you come back down here, these bodies, especially the emotional one, wraps itself around you and causes your problem over again. That's what happened. I'm going to go into a room for static healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room which has the disc energy. So we're going to go into the gold disc room. This is a round circle disc under your feet, about 3 foot diameter. And it's gold in color. And there's one on top of your head. And it matches the one that you're standing on. And now it's going to be radiating energy through your body. This gold energy. It's very, very beautiful. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into one more room here. And let's go into the room that has the large sunflower. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And more energy, stronger, stronger, and stronger. So how's that feel, Ann?
It's amazing. It's so relaxing, and, you know, of course, I think everyone would agree we could just stay on the light ship all the time. People even write in, why can't we just all go to the light ship?
Hey, everybody, so here we come. We're going to be coming back now. You're going to notice that the room will change a little bit as you're connecting to it. So here we go. Coming back down with your animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plants. Coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're here now. And back to you, Ann.
Okay. Whew. Okay, that was really wonderful, Ron. We were talking about clones before our trip to the light ship. And I had almost the same exact experience that this listener wrote in. I went to a juice bar and asked for a green juice made with greens. The girl got very confused and made me a juice that was orange in color. I told her that was not what I wanted, but she was lost. Someone else had to make it. I thought that was really weird. She must have been a clone.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me. I remember standing in front of this guy, just trying to explain what a green drink is, and do you have that or not? And then I figured out that I was in a place that has some kind of pre-mixed juices, which in itself is weird, some kind of clone creation. Like, who wants a health drink? They go into a juice store and it's like some kind of powder thing they're mixing up in a blender. Ugh.
Yeah,
I just left. So, you know, this was off, but at least she was probably getting carrots or something. Something,
yeah.
not too horrible. Okay, someone wrote in, I find the gold energy is very energizing in a holistic way, just what I need, where I need it, yet still very relaxed.
Very good.
Yes, I know we have people in all different time zones. Even for some people, it's Sunday already, or maybe Monday. And we always say it's Saturday night live on the light ship. Well, maybe you're in another country, and it's already the next day. So whenever it is, you know, sometimes you want to be more relaxed and sometimes you want to be energized.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right. And here's a good reminder. I just wanted to say, I already did remind people, Ron, that you're going to be in New York City this weekend at the New York Expo, New Life Expo. But if you would like to send a photo of yourself to Ron for inclusion in the Light Infusion Chamber, you give Ron a $100 donation through the PayPal button on his website, creationlightship.com, and send him a photo through email, but he needs to have those by Tuesday the 18th, which is this coming Tuesday. Oh, and another announcement that's important is tomorrow is an 8-hour healing call, so you can join us on that call still by going to Ron's website. There's information about that there, and you can sign up for it. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. It goes for 8 hours, and it's 8 hours of healing on Creation Lightship. And Ron charges a lot of different waters for us. And is there anything else you want to tell us about the call tomorrow, Ron?
Well, it's surprising, you know, to everybody what we do on it. So basically, the call is designed to release from you alien critters that are inside of you that are invisible. But you may actually feel them leave, which makes them more physical to you, like you feel something get untwisted around your intestines or something. Or maybe you lose an inch on your waist and you go, wow, you know, what's going on here? Well, you have these things in you and you're the host. So we start releasing them, and a lot of your problems that you have can be alleviated, and or these things leave you. We go through different body locations, body organs, and release the energy from you. And you're actually in quarantine because the energy could not go into the light ship. Because if you went to the light ship with this contamination, it would not be too good. So anyway, it's on tonight's program that we have done, you know, going to the light ship, it's a different parameters there. But basically, you want to get the stuff out of you.
Right.
And some of these are octopus energies. That's the main one that everybody has. You have jellyfish. That's on top of your head with the tentacles going down to connect to your cellular memory. And the orbs are there giving a helping hand around you as they attach to your body. And you got squid energies, caterpillar energies, and black widow energies. So many other types, but I don't really talk about them anymore because there's so many of them. We just start releasing them. So we've got about maybe probably 10 minutes to go here. Anything that we need to bring up and talk about, Ann, or any other additional emails or questions?
We do have some more emails, and I think, well, I'll just go on to those. And here's a very interesting question. I thought you have talked, explained a lot to us over the years about our soul family. And so a question came in, are all the people in our soul family problematic for us? Do any soul family members help us?
Well, okay, help you. Yeah, they can help you. Let's say that, for instance, you've probably all heard these stories, and they could be true. You know, a person is working on a car, and, you know, the jack, you know, falls and the car lands on the person, and, you know, a person walking by sees it, and maybe they're 70 years of age, and they go over to the car and lift the whole car up in the air, and the person gets out. And then they let the car down, and hopefully they do it properly, but, not to cause their body harm. And I won't get into that, but, yeah, that's what happens. The energy comes in from the soul family, typically. So you could call it spirit energy in a sense, but it's more than likely the soul family members all got together to enhance the physical body to give it more strength. That's one thing that can happen. So that would be positive. Unless the person all of a sudden realized that they're lifting this car up and now they got into the mental realm. But before they're in the present moment, and they really weren't thinking, you know, can I really do this, right? They just did it. Well, now when you start analyzing it and you're holding this car that probably weighs, you know, maybe, let's say it weighs 1,500 pounds, getting it off the person, you go, holy cow, I'm lifting this car up right away. You're in the mental realm. And all of a sudden, the energy leaves you instantly, and now you're holding this car up in the air, and all of a sudden you go, oh, man, what am I doing here? And all of a sudden you start breaking vertebrae or something, you know? So that's what happens. Your soul family is there to basically set yourself up for your life experiences. Each soul family member will use that term, which we could call your spirit. Remember, you're all in the same soup bowl together, so they can come into your body whenever they choose to. So the negative aspect is that, you know, maybe there's something going on to where a person, you know, has to experience a broken arm because one of the people in the soul family hasn't had that experience yet. And they go, oh, man, I can't do that. I'm a painter, and I need to have my arm work perfectly because I paint. And so you go, you know, I had a broken arm when I was 8 years of age. You know, I'm 65 right now. I can do that. No problem. I've done it. There's no such thing as time. So all of a sudden you get a broken arm, and now it's kind of, you know, like, oh, no, what happened to me, you know? I'm not healing like I did when I was younger, and now I have complications, et cetera. But you volunteered because someone else couldn't do it, and that's what happens with the soul family stuff. So it's the way the dark side can come up and get more mileage out of you and to force you to do things beyond your comprehension here of living here on the planet because you don't know about it. So soul families can set yourself up for disasters. You know, if you could get the soul family to work for you, you know, to help you out, you know, why weren't they there when you were trying to win money at the lottery or going to the casinos, you know? You go in there and maybe have your Lucky's rabbit foot, you know, and other things. Maybe you got your special beads on, you know, your cross of Jesus, praying to Jesus that he's going to help you win this lottery or, you know, pull the handle right on the slot machine and, you know, where are they, you know? So anyway, that's what happens. So soul family members are there just to torment you. You want to get released from your soul family. And you all know about that when Thanksgiving comes and Christmas comes and they start nagging at you, telling you how bad you were, what you did to them, you know, 50 years ago, they're holding that grudge. And that's what it is. It's so it's the people that you normally are being associated with continuously. They're in your soul family. Back to you.
Right, and if you're feeling any obligations or people feel you are obligated to them, that's definitely a sign, I feel. Okay, so another free healing that is wonderful that I know that most people use in conjunction with the natal barcode clearing. We have a question. When we run the alien keyword intercept clearing, does it work only on the person that's running the clearing, or is it similar to a timeline crash and that we're helping other people get off those timelines? And are we helping everyone hooked into the keywords?
No, the keyword is just your keyword.
Okay.
So the alien's not going to take the word God because you're doing a keyword of God. Take it away from everybody. No, he would never want to do that. It'll just be released from you. So when you do something on a timeline crash, then, yeah, everybody on the timeline having a similar experience, okay, like the broken arm. So everybody on that timeline, if you got a broken arm and you want to crash the timeline for your pain and maybe stupidity of doing something or whatever it is, you want to get off that timeline, then everybody on that timeline who has a broken arm will be released from it as you do your timeline crashes. But it's mainly for you, but they get the benefit. But everything else is strictly for you. And you have to realize, is the energy going to be internal with you or external? So internal is what's in your DNA, your natal chart. You know, that's what we call it, a natal barcode. And all that stuff is what the aliens are choosing to do for you before you were born. And then from there, what's external is what people see in your DNA, and they trigger that on you. So you have to look at it, is this an external stimulant or internal? And you have to realize that, yeah, you know, they are looking at your DNA, and somebody's triggering you, so that would be external. but it always comes from the internal part to come forward. When you start breaking it down internal, external, you have a much better way of looking at things. All of your whole lifetime clearings, which are your energetic bodies, those are all internal to you. So back to you.
Okay. A question about the cultural enslavement clearing. As we clear those terms on the list you sent out, should we put clear our DNA and bodies of this issue in the description?
No, I would not put that in. Just do the clearing as it stated there.
Okay. Doesn't mean anything extra.
Yeah, you don't want to limit it.
Oh, that's interesting. It might actually limit the clearing. Okay.
Don't try to overthink things. Never try to figure out or try to make something, completely different than what's listed there on the clearing. You can add a few things, but just do the clearing as it's stated there. And don't get into the mentalness of anything. Just be in the present moment.
Okay. Okay. I meant to ask you this, Ron, when we were talking about the timeline crashes earlier. I believe you said in the past that it takes 5 minutes for the light beings to clear one timeline crash. Is that accurate?
It's hard to say where the timeline is, how much energy is there, how many people are on the timeline. Light works really fast. It's instantaneous, but it depends. The people have to be put back to their location. So when you do a timeline crash, you're actually living a life, a physical life somewhere. Everybody else on that timeline is doing that. And so, they live in different countries, different addresses. So when that timeline gets crashed, and it could take maybe up to, it'll be at least 5 minutes. It'll typically be maybe up to sometimes a half an hour or so for everybody on the timeline to get released. Now, they come back here. They come back to their physical body after they got removed from that timeline. So you're living in the multidimensional arena, which is timelines, which is darkness, as you need to live in the present moment. So if you look at everything, source energy is strictly non-judgment, and it lives in the present moment with no history, no horror story, no memories of anything. And so you're always in the present moment and doing things in the now, and then the next now comes, and you do something else, and you have no remembrance or memories of what you did, say, 5 seconds ago. It's gone. And that's the way source energy works. Darkness is the complete opposite. It wants you to have all these memories, all these records. They have a great, bookkeeping process. They have the Akashic records of you. They got all this stuff. They got it in your DNA. They gave you that. They gave you your chakra system to run their energies through you to connect to different parts of your body. So the aliens made you a perfect specimen to be used and controlled. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, it's time now to start wrapping up our show. It's almost five after the hour. And thank you, BBS. They always let us go a little longer on Friday and Saturday night shows. So we're set, Ron, unless there's anything else you want to share before we do the mind to heart drop or any healings that we might need?
No, we'll just do that and hope to see the people listening. If you're back east and you happen to be in Manhattan next weekend, it'd be nice to see you. So here we go. I think I have seven speaking engagements at the ULAP Expo. So here we go. I want to command your spirit out loud, so you can just kind of follow me. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now to make that active, we've got to count from 10 to 1. So this is going to facilitate that process of taking your thoughts from your head into your heart and to be neutralized. And you're going to be at peace. This you want to do probably, every hour. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And just count with me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In case you started offbeat there. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. And we'll see you later, hopefully tomorrow on the 8-hour call, getting rid of alien critters living inside of you. Remember, you're hosting them. So, thank you, everybody. Blessings. See you later.